Man, there was a lot of reasons why, but you know, when I got to the end, it was more why not, you know? I just felt like this was an opportunity I couldn't pass up on, and you know, I really thought I had a really good relationship with Coach Day. Thought he was a really good guy, and obviously didn't know about the Coach O'Brien news, but that fires me up too. There was just so many different things that went into this decision. It was a long, you know, weird journey in the portal, but I couldn't be happier or more blessed to be here. He seems like just very relatable, someone that I can get along with really well, very smart. I mean, he's been around for how long doing this and has done some really, really good things at some really big time places. You know, just the experience that he brings and that I'll be able to, you know, feed off of and kind of just really just learn from him and kind of bounce ideas off of him because, you know, he's really personable. He's a player's coach. He wants to do what we want to do and cater to our strengths, and he wants to run our offense, and that's big time.
Well, you talked to him. You talked to him. You were talking about how rushed the portal is, but for you, you seem to be able to get it. What was that process like for you? Were you glad that you kind of took it slow and made sure the team wasn't able to do it?
Yeah, you know, at times it felt rushed, and at times it felt like, you know, I was pressing, like people were, you know, we need a commitment, we need this, we need that, but I just, throughout the whole process, I just prayed and trusted God and knew that, you know, his plan for me would be greater and that I would end up where I was meant to be. And, I mean, that paid off, you know, tenfold. I feel like I landed in the best possible place for myself and you know, I couldn't be more thankful and blessed to be here.
How early in the process did you get to Ohio State?
I don't remember exactly when it happened, when it went down, but you know, I knew they wanted to wait until after the Cotton Bowl to do anything. So you know, I was patient, and I knew that you know, that going to Ohio State and playing quarterback here would be a huge honor and an opportunity that would be hard to pass up. And you know, it was a long process, but you know, I'm glad I ended up here.
Audio guys stepping in.
Sorry.
Yeah, I got
gotcha. You. Why were you patient? You did what you said. There's a scenario where you cannot have that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. And I mean, there was a lot of different options for me on the table, and I thought they were all really good options. You know, I didn't think any of them were as good as this one, and this is the one that I kind of had, you know, circled in the back of my mind. And you know, it was really down to the last minute. I mean, in the last week before I committed here, I got a Senior Bowl invite. You know, that was probably the thing that I was closest to doing, was going to the draft. You know, I was projected a third to sixth round. So that's what I was hearing. I you know, you can never really trust anything that you hear, but that was consensus what I was hearing, and I just felt like I had the opportunity, and I felt like my talent level didn't really match where my stock was, and I felt like I couldn't pass up an opportunity to try and bump that up and go somewhere to compete for a national championship. I did. I was really just watching it just because, I mean, we played Missouri, lost to them this past year on a heartbreaking field goal from like 62 yards. So like I was just watching the game as more of just a fan. But yeah, I mean, the things that Coach Day does in his offense and that Coach O'Brien does, I feel like really fit my type of build, my type of player. You know, where I was coming from at K-State, it was a very run heavy offense, especially quarterback run heavy. Which I was very happy to do and didn't mind doing at all. I'm excited here to where I feel like it's more of a, you know, where I can be that pocket passer and also use my legs when I need to. But, you know, I feel like my strength is in my arm. But I also feel like I can do really good things with my legs. And obviously being a quarterback, you need to make those plays when you need them, especially.
How much is working with the receivers that they have?
Thank you. Oh, it had a huge impact on it. You know, I love my guys at K-State, and I have nothing bad to say about them, man. But I mean, the talent here is unbelievable, and I just being around the guys, and the thing that's impressed me the most about, especially the receiver room, is how driven they are and how much they want to work. You know, I don't have to go out there and beg these guys to go catch. I mean, they're already out here catching on the jugs when I come out to throw. You know, it's like, they're incredibly hardworking just all across the room. I mean, we got dudes like Carnell and Brandon Innes and obviously Emeka and all those guys. Like, I mean, that's just tip of the iceberg. Like, there is so much talent in that room, and being able to throw to guys like that makes my job a lot easier. Dude, he's a dude, man. I haven't gotten to talk to him that much yet. You know, just because we've been in different groups lifting and stuff. But man, he's a specimen. I mean, that dude is a freak show when it comes to physical. I mean, he is. I'm excited to see him out on the field in live action. It'll be fun. I feel like the resounding thing that I heard from these NFL guys and from people around the league was, you need to play more, and we need to see more high-level play. And I feel like, you know, I played a lot of football in my time at K-State, but, you know, I only had 1 year where I was really the true starter and where I played, you know, the whole year. For the most part, I was a backup filling in. And I felt like, you know, there's a bunch of statistics and things that they look at. And, you know, I was on the very lowest end of, like, you know, the amount of yards that you're supposed to throw for. And, you know, you look at the success stories versus the, you know, failure stories. And there was just so many signs that were pointing to coming back. And really in my heart, and that was at the end of the day, I mean, it was up to me. It was my gut. And I felt like I just wasn't ready to leave college yet. I still had more I wanted to accomplish.
The reason you kind of take Ohio State, the type of offense that puts you in the right spot, gets you good film for the NFL.
Absolutely. And I mean, the biggest thing was I felt like I could come compete here to win a national championship. And that, above anything else, was one of the most important things. Like, I felt like I just had more I wanted to accomplish in college, and I wasn't done yet. And that was, I think, what really drew me here. Obviously, you know, getting to the next level and you know, playing in an offense like this, I think is really going to prepare me for that next level and give me the best shot. And that's all just really sugar on the cake, you know, for me.
Well, you were in a room with five quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what is this that like, having that many people in the room, and you were talking today and the rest of the staff about how this might look in the spring in terms of rep distribution? Did you guys have a conversation?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely talked about it. You know, it's we're all here to compete, and we're all here to, you know, help the Buckeyes win. That's all we're here for. And that was, you know, that was made evident when I came on my visit. And you know, the thing that I'm the most fired up about is how good the dudes in the room are and how good they've been to me. You know, they could have, you know, believe me, I've been in a situation where we brought in an older transfer kid and you know, they could have been, you know, mad and not talked to me and not helped me out. But I mean, Devin and Lincoln and the guys that have been around, they've really helped us a lot, especially us three new guys. And you know, I know I'm older and I've done things, but still just learning a new system, learning, you know, how we do things in the weight room, how we, you know, go about our business in the locker room. It's just, everything's a little different. So I'm so thankful for those guys that they've just, I mean, they've helped me so much just getting accustomed to, you know, being in this building, really.
What was your first impressions of Aaron?
Really good dudes, really good kids, and really talented too. I mean, they can both spin the ball really well. You know, they're young and they, you know they got a lot to learn and so do I. You know, I'm right there with them. You know, I think we're all trying to learn this together, even, you know, Coach O'Brien a little bit, and we're hitting the ground running. But you know, it's exciting. Those two guys are special young kids. It's hard to say. I would probably say the draft would have been my, you know, I was talking to some other schools that, you know, Miami and and USC were in there in the mix. But it was really, I would say, here in the draft at the end of it. You know, there was a lot of different things that went into it, and it was a long, hard process. But, yeah, I would say, I mean, that was probably most likely.